And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Fanny Bryce's Baby Snooks. Well, it had to happen sooner or later. Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, has received a jury summons and must appear in court today. To make matters worse, this is Daddy's busy day at the office. And as the scene opens, we find him dressing hurriedly and in a none too pleasant mood. Listen.
Fine thing. 5 million people in this city and they have to pick me for jury duty. I'll give the guy life.
Good morning, Daddy.
What's good about it?
Huh?
Nothing. Look out, Snooks. I'm in a hurry.
Where you going?
I have to be in court in half an hour. Where's my pants?
You got them on.
Oh, well, never mind. I'll look for them myself.
Where you going, Daddy?
I told you I have to go to court.
Why?
I've been called for jury duty. I've got to appear in a suit.
What kind of suit?
They didn't tell me. It can be any kind of a suit.
You want to wear my Mickey Mouse suit?
Snooks, this has nothing to do with clothes. Someone is suing somebody else.
Why?
I don't know. I'll find out when I get there.
Why do you have to go, Daddy?
Because I'm going to be a member of the jury.
I want to join, too.
Now, don't start any of that nonsense. In the first place, little girls don't serve on juries.
Why?
Because that's the law. A jury is composed of 11 jurors and a foreman.
What for?
He gives the verdict. All juries must have foremen.
You said they had 11.
They have got 11, but they have foremen besides.
They have 15 men?
No, they only have 12.
Huh?
Yes, there's 11 men on juries, and with a foreman makes it 12.
11 and 4 is 12?
No, 11 and 4 is 15. But the foreman in this case happens to be just one man, and he's the foreman. Sometimes the jury has 12 jurymen, and they're all ladies.
The foreman, too?
Exactly.
Do you feel all right, Daddy?
Listen, Snooks, it doesn't make any difference how I feel. I still have to go to court and serve on that broken-down jury. Understand?
Understand. What's a jury?
What did I just get through telling you?
11 and 4 is 12, and all the men is ladies. That's what you're telling.
I didn't say anything of the kind! If they were all ladies on the jury, what would I be doing there?
I know.
Now, you stop that. Getting more like your mother every day. Now, let me finish dressing.
I want to go with you, Daddy.
You can't go with me. They don't allow children in court.
Why?
Because it's a very serious thing. The only people present are the lawyers, the judge, and jury. We have to decide whether the man is innocent or guilty.
Which man?
The man that's being tried.
What's he trying to do, Daddy?
He's trying to get free. Today, he gets his hearing.
Is he dead? Is he a deaf man?
No, he's not deaf.
You don't have to yell. I ain't deaf either.
Well, then, don't bother me with questions.
Why?
Because I'm in a hurry. If I don't get to court on time, they'll hold me in contempt.
Where's that?
It's no place. It's a breach of the law, and I'll get a fine.
Get what?
Fine.
You like it,
Daddy? Oh, I hate it. But I have to go just the same. When people are called for jury duty, they have to go because they receive subpoenas.
I want some peanuts, too.
I didn't say some peanuts. I said subpoenas. Subpoenas.
Well, what do you have to do then?
Well, as soon as I get to court, I'm challenged by both lawyers.
I want to see you fight them.
I don't fight them. They interrogate me.
Does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt. It simply means the lawyers ask me a lot of questions before they swear me in.
Huh?
I have to swear.
Do you make the lawyers mad, Daddy?
Nobody makes me mad!
Well, why do you have to swear at them?
I don't swear at the lawyers. I take an oath that I'll see justice served properly. Then the court is called to order. The lawyers come in with their briefs.
Is that all they wear?
They don't wear their briefs. They hand them to the judge.
Ain't he got any of his own?
Why, no. The only briefs he's got are those he gets from the lawyers. And you know what he does?
He puts them on.
Snooks, these are not the kind of briefs people wear. These briefs are just paper.
Mommy's got no...
I don't care what money he's got. Now, these papers contain the evidence in the case. That's how the lawyers present the bare facts. Is everything clear to you now?
Uh-huh. Nobody wears nothing.
Everybody is fully dressed. The evidence is presented, the witnesses testify, the lawyers argue the case, and then the judge charges the jury.
How much?
He doesn't charge the money. He places the case in the hands of the jury. We weigh the testimony and bring in the verdict.
I want to go see you do it.
No, and I've got to leave right now.
No, I'll take you with you all.
You'll what?
I'll shake my head till my head falls off.
Oh, please, no, don't make any trouble now. I'll be late for court.
Take me with you, Dad.
No. Now, look here. I'll show you what happens there. Satisfied?
Satisfied.
All right. You'll be the defendant, and I'll be your lawyer. Now, you take the stand.
Where shall I take it, Dad?
Nowhere. Just sit in that chair and hurry. Now, you were charged with stealing some cookies from the kitchen.
Am I?
Yes. First, I have to swear you in. Repeat after me. I solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me.
I solemnly swear to smell the fruit, the whole fruit.
Never mind, never mind. I'll just examine you.
Shall I stick out my tongue?
No. No! I'm going to prove that you didn't take those cookies from that cookie jar.
You can't do it.
Why not?
Because I took them.
Well, that's fine. You're convicted. The state rest. Goodbye.
Goodbye.